Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 23rd of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we reflect on Jesus' compassion and willingness to be interrupted by those in need. As his followers, we are called to do the same. We turn to our Bible reading, Matthew chapter 9, and verses 27 to 38. Jesus heals the blind. After Jesus left the girl's home, two blind men followed along behind him, shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They went right into the house where he was staying, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe I can make you see?" "Yes, Lord," they told him, "we do." Then he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it will happen." Then their eyes were opened, and they could see. Jesus sternly warned them, "Don't tell anyone about this." But instead they went out and spread his fame all over the region. When they left, a demon-possessed man who couldn't speak was brought to Jesus. So Jesus cast out the demon, and then the man began to speak. The crowds were amazed. "Nothing like this has ever happened in Israel," they exclaimed. But the Pharisees said, "He can cast out demons because he is empowered by the prince of demons." Jesus travelled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Amen. Do you ever look around and wonder how many people are ready to give their lives to Jesus? It's easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and forget that there are people all around us who are searching for something more. Jesus recognized this when he said in Matthew chapter 9, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." These words from Jesus remind us that there is a ripe harvest waiting to be gathered. There are people who are longing to know the love and grace of Jesus, but they need someone to show them the way. We have been called to be those workers, to be the ones who share the good news of Jesus with those around us. It can be intimidating to think about sharing our faith with others, but we must remember that we are not alone in this task. The Holy Spirit is with us, guiding and empowering us to be effective witnesses for Christ. We don't have to have all the answers or be perfect in our presentation. We simply need to be willing to step out in faith and share the love of Jesus with those around us. So, how can we begin to reach out to those who are ready to give their lives to Jesus? It starts with being intentional in our relationships and being open to opportunities to share our faith. It means being willing to listen and engage with others, showing them love and compassion. It means being willing to step out of our comfort zones and boldly proclaim the truth of the gospel. As you go about your day today, take a moment to look around and see the ripe harvest that is before you. Ask God to give you eyes to see those who are ready to give their lives to Jesus, and then be willing to be a worker in the harvest field. Take the first step and reach out to someone today. You never know how your obedience and willingness to share the love of Jesus could impact someone's life for eternity. think about these words, it might help you to go deeper with this reflection question. Who is someone in your life that you can reach out to and share the love of Jesus with? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, as we look at the choice we have to follow Jesus.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.